And I am a big fan of Stormy Daniels. I went to her strip club act in D.C. It was most nourishing. It was like receiving, you know, darshan from Amaji for people with planets in Scorpio. It was like, oh, it was very soothing. It was like, oh, my brain. So he dissed her a horse face, you know, and so she came back at him with this great tweet, because she is a great metabolizer of poison. I really do admire her. And again, this is part of our dynamic. We are calling in tonight everything that can help each one of us to be agents of cool response in a hot, reactive world, right? So reaction is prison, response is to ally with nature's genius. And she is really good at that, but her tweet ended with, "Game on, Tiny." Right. So I think we might want to do that too. Let's do that together three times. Game on, Tiny. Game on, Tiny. Game on, Tiny. Excellent. Nothing can stop us now. That's really good. Right. So she is remarkable. She's born on St. Patrick's Day. I like bringing up. We excavate for the hidden thing under the tyrannical thing. And there's a wonderful story, apocryphal story, told about St. Patrick, that he's invited to a druid dinner where he's given a cup of poisoned wine. Wait, I have one. And so what he does is he holds the poisoned cup of wine up to the light. The poison rises to the top. He blows it off like froth on a Guinness. Wah! And he quaffs the drink.
Ooh.
And toasts everyone, including those who tried to poison him, causing the elders to go, a real initiate, right? So he didn't drink it and die. He wasn't a martyr. He didn't go, oh, no, I hate it when people give me poisoned wine. No, he metabolized it. And that's part of our dynamic. You know, as we dive into the heart of evil and monstrosity and everything, you know, part of the dynamic is the Dementors of Doom, you know, and the Chaos Magicians, they thrive on conflict and heat and anger. So they do things that, of course, give rise to that, naturally. But then it is our task to metabolize that. Please don't feed the Dementors, right? To metabolize that into desire, anger into desire, the all-inclusive story, going, we have a better story, we're going over here. So it's like things arise and then we cook them. But Stormy Daniels also is a truly fantastic horsewoman. She's a serious steeplechase equestrian. And I love this quote from Augustus Hare, who says, half of the failures in this world come from reining in our horse as he's leaping, right? It's really good, right? So we have a number of magic horses. Everybody here gets a magic horse, and you get a magic horse, and you get a magic horse. And so we kind of vow, you know, that before, you know, many of us might feel that resonance that opportunities or things came along and we were like, no, not quite. No, let me just go home. You know, because there are planets in Aquarius overhead right now, and I like to quip, we can be lonely on our own, but it takes a group in which to be alienated. No. And so it's like, although we're changing that with ally etiquette, this is a good wolf pack, you know. But it's that sense of like, no, I just rather go to the beach. No, but we go, we're making vows, and the big all around us, you know, is ready to receive them this night, you know. And so in our hearts, we go, right, next time we're not going to rein in our horse. And Stormy Daniels has on her Twitter feed just the most beautiful photo I've ever seen of human and animal. She is one with this horse as they're leaping. She's not pulling it in at all. And it's like, whoa. And so to have that image going, all of us on our magic pony, you know, we go, right. Because it is in the fairy tale when the hero or heroine, the fairy tale begins almost always with a betrayal. One is tricked into an adventure one did not want to take, but it's going to turn out to be good for everybody in the end, but almost always accompanied by a wise pony or a wise animal. And when they get to impossible things, the burning river, the glass mountain, the pony says to each one of us, let go of control so power can come in. This is the Pluto theme. Let my reins be slack, and you hold on tight because I know how to do this, right? So it's a quality of us that resides within us. You know, it's our Mars, our wise animal, our instinct, the energy we run on metaphorically and literally. May it be good for all beings. You know, and we say, right, this quality of intelligence that knows what to do when the mind does not. Especially useful now. I like saying to myself and others, mind is a wonderful thing, it's temporarily of no use at all, and the circumstance that we want these other qualities of intelligence. And I love storyteller Gioia Tempinelli, traditional storytelling opening in Sicily. It says, there are five ways of traveling, walking, crawling, swimming, flying, and how we travel now. Woohoo, woohoo, off we go. So it is time for Bodhisattva coyote creation myth that Stella Coyote and I came up with. It says, long before there were humans, there was liberating trickster who sets the whole shebang going with a sizzle of lightning. And this sizzle of liberating lightning goes through all the flora and fauna, and every now and then it gets orthodoxed or inquisitioned. These are important themes, or imprisoned or whatever. So it becomes an incredibly great escape artist, an escapade artist. And it moves through all of nature and into each one of our hearts right now. We know how to do this. It is, coyotes have been seen watching trappers lay traps, following along behind them. Thum, 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 thum. And the trappers move on, and the coyotes, dig up the traps, spring the traps with a stick as a community service, and then for attitudinal, artful form, they pee all over them. Right. So this is part of our skill set, team. We watch the traps, we follow along behind. It's as Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State, an evergreen movie, says, their strengths are their weaknesses. Our weaknesses are our strengths, right? They are large and lumbering. So like coyote, we follow along, we dig up the trap, we spring it, we pee all over it. So it says we all then, under your seats in an invisible form, are everybody's magic backpack with everything that we need, a bag of liberating lightning, that we can hurl at any closed circle and liberate it into a spiral. That's part of that dynamic. So we also say truth is an escapade artist. And we really want to, how we animate things. We've gathered to reassume responsibility for dreaming the world into being. As Rev Ike says, because we draw from all sources, right? If we can dream it up, we can dream it down.